I love theater, and I started doing theater when I was a kid in Western New York and in Gowanda. But the first show I ever saw was up at the former Prude home up near St. Catharines. I was five when I saw a show, Charlie's Aunt, with John Astin. And then I used to go to Chautauqua Institute with my family, and we would see shows when Cleveland Playhouse used to do summer residencies there. And the stagehands used to let me sneak backstage and watch from between the curtains. And then I saw the national tour of Annie at Shea's Buffalo and saw shows at Studio Arena. And it's great to be coming back to Western New York. I love the community. It feels very much like home for me. And the people there are great. Snow has me a little worried coming from San Diego back to the snow, but I think I can handle that and survive that. But it's so beautiful there, and I'm looking forward to being able to work at Shea's. Such a beautiful theater, and what Tony Conti and the trustees and the staff and the thousands of volunteers who've worked to build that theater, it's great to be able to build upon that and continue forward. I'm very, very excited.
You mentioned the weather and coming back, but certainly growing up in Gowanda, you must have a lot of experience with the heavy snowfall. So it'll all come back to you, right?
It will, yeah. And the blizzard of 77, I spent 2 weeks in Dunkirk because I couldn't get home to Gowanda from Dunkirk.
Is it bittersweet to walk away from what you have now, but to come back to your hometown?
It is. I was not looking to take another job or to relocate. I had thought I would stay at the Globe forever. It is very, very much a part of me. But in April, I heard from friends. I was in Gowanda visiting and heard from friends that Tony was leaving. And they said, oh, you should take that job. They were joking with me. And I looked at them and I said, I should think about that. And they were shocked, and I kind of shocked myself. And so I threw my hat in the ring, and here I am.
So what do you see as coming in as the next leader? What would be next on your list of what needs to be done?
I think building the relationships with the other theaters in town. I love what Tony has started doing with the theaters performing at the former Studio Arena space at 710 Main, and the opportunity to work with the Shaw Festival and to support the other theaters in town and what they're doing, and to continue to build an even more vibrant performing arts community. The foundation is great. There's so much that is happening in Buffalo. And with the economic resurgence of what's happening with the community, I think there's even more that's going to be able to happen. And I'm looking forward to meeting the other arts leaders in town and working with the other artistic directors and managing directors at the theaters, getting to know them and finding ways that we can work together and continue to grow.
So almost like a bit of a regional stretch when it comes to collaborating?
Yes. I am very much about community-based theater. I love the idea of bringing in shows to Shea's. I think that's very important, to bring in the large productions and share what's happening in New York with the Buffalo community. But I also think the opportunities with what's created in Buffalo and helping to showcase that to even a bigger part of the community is very important. So Shea's is in a very unique position to be able to do all of that, to be able to bring in the shows that have been hits in New York and across the country, and then to be able to now advance the work of the local regional theater. I'm particularly proud of Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, which will be at Shea's in February. The Old Globe premiered the world premiere, I should say, of the production with the Hartford Stage in Connecticut. And when we decided to do it, there was no idea of it having a commercial life. We thought, oh, this was an incredible show. We want our theaters to do it and partner together. And then it ended up turning into this wonderful commercial hit and then won the Tony Award for Best Musical. So I'm proud to be able to welcome that to Shea's in February when it stops in Buffalo for its one-week tour in Buffalo.
Coming from a big market size, what do you see that you can bring here that will work as well in Buffalo in a smaller town?
I think diversity is very, very important. Doing arts engagement, that's something I believe the Globe has been doing, and we received recently a $1.7 million grant from the California-based Irvine Foundation to do more work in the community, arts engagement, bringing theater to people all around the San Diego area. And I believe that there's a lot more that needs to be done nationally and therefore in each city across the country. And I look forward to being able to develop that type of work in Buffalo, dealing with diverse types of theater, diverse communities, diverse playwrights, diverse audiences, casts, topics. I think there's a great deal of opportunity there.
And you were able to diversify at your theater by bringing in these sensory style shows, which really have made a difference as far as reaching out to the autistic members of society and their families.
That's very important to me. I'm really, really proud that we have been able to do that and help open theater to families who otherwise aren't able to participate, either because of the cost of the tickets or it's they're not feeling welcome. And now that they can bring members of their family who have special needs and come see certain shows and experience that. In our production of Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, we have produced that for 18 years. And the last 4 years, we've been doing the autism-friendly performances or sensory-friendly performances. And it's now become a tradition for families, just as it has for other families who were able to come every year. And now we have people who saw the show when they were kids and are bringing their kids. It's now become a tradition for those families as well. And that means so, so much to me. It's very, very special.
Do you think you can do something like that here and start it up?
I think we can. You work with the community and find ways of bringing them in, making them feel welcome, finding the right types of programming, and I think anything is possible.
So when will your official start date be at Shays?
Monday, October 3. I complete work at the Globe on Monday, September 26, and a week later I'll be at Shays.
Do you still have family in this region, and are you bringing family with you?
I am bringing no family with me, but my sister and her family live in Buffalo, and my mom lives in Gowanda, where I grew up.
So they must be thrilled to have you coming back.
I hope so. Yeah, they are. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that, and it'll be nice to be near family and also friends that I grew up with. And I fly into Buffalo. Any time I've flown in over the years, it feels so welcoming. It feels so good. It feels like it is home. I love the food. For my 40th birthday party, I had 125 WEC rolls overnighted and from Buffalo and introduced all my friends out here to beef on WEC. And so I'm excited to have Ted's Hot Dogs and Paula's Donuts, which I have some in my freezer right now, which I sparingly take out whenever I'm feeling the urge. But I will be back soon and be able to eat to my heart's content.
So it sounds like all you need to do is shop for a new winter coat and you'll be all set.
Yes. Yep, head to Ted's, head to get some wings. And in my past, I've won 2 chicken wing contests places I've worked before.